Welcome to Active Activism, part of the FemOn Collective. On this show, my guests share the causes important to them, how they became involved, and why we should be active in our activism. Meow, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Active Activism. Today's guest is Megan Hutchings. Earlier this year, she joined Allison Shelton for an episode of Fine Cut, and that's how I learned that she's an animal rescue advocate. So, of course, I invited her to return to FemOn to share about her causes. Welcome, Megan. Please introduce yourself, who you are, and what you do.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm Megan Hutchings. I am an actress, dog mom, yoga instructor, gym goer. That's it.
Well, I brought you here to talk about your animal advocacy, and I'd like to know, why is it important to you and what inspired you to originally get involved?
I think it's important to me because I think animals specifically, along with children, but animals for me, they don't have a voice of their own and they don't really have the resources without us. And so I think it's really important to be their voice and to stand up for them, to advocate for them. And it's a good question. I think it's just something that I've always been passionate about. I've always loved animals. I've always had a soft spot for them. My parents were sort of people who always brought in squirrels, cats, pigs. It didn't matter what was injured, but, from a young age, I think I learned that we don't leave them behind. We don't just walk past. So
it's wonderful that it came from your family.
Yeah.
So what are some of the animal rescue organizations that you support?
Well, I think now because of Instagram and social media, I think that for all the downfalls of it, it does definitely bring to light all the different organizations around the world that are doing amazing work. One specifically that I volunteer for and work with to do fundraising events is Golden Rescue Canada. And so my Golden actually is from them. She's from Cairo, from Egypt, and they do a lot of work specifically breed specific with Goldens. They were bringing them over from Cairo and Istanbul, and now we're doing more of local initiatives because of the ban, the rabies ban, bringing dogs in. Dogs Without Borders is, they're actually in Los Angeles. They are who I got my Henry from. I was fostering through them. They do amazing work. Love Leo Rescues, also in LA. Sasha, she actually helped me with the Chihuahua that I found in the streets last winter in Santa Monica. She's so lovely, works so hard with little resources. There is an organization here called Peanut Butter Rescue, a fellow actress named Nisa, who started this amazing rescue. She does such good work. There's Save Our Scruff here, Soy Dog in Thailand. All these people just doing so much work, so much good for little reward. I mean, not little reward, because of course, you know, for every happy dog, there's a win, but you know, there's 20 left behind. So.
Right. And you can only do so much.
You can only do so much. And they do a lot with little money, little resources, little help. And I mean, you're dealing also with sometimes not the best of human beings. So I give them so much credit.
What are some of the ways that listeners can support those causes? How can they help?
They can foster. I know that in Toronto, I know Save Our Scruff and Golden Rescue is desperate for fosters. You can donate, you can volunteer to do flight parent. We're always looking for flights from Mexico or, you know, other places. You can look into how you can be a flight parent and bring dogs home with you. You can volunteer to walk them or take them to their vet appointments or transport them. There's really a lot of opportunity available.
Talk more about flight parenting. I've never heard of that.
So flight parenting would be, so say Save Our Scruff, if you were to go to Mexico on a trip, you could contact them and give them your flight info. and say, hey, this is when I'm leaving. Are you partnered with any rescues right now? And you would basically bring dogs home with you, and you don't have to do much. You have to get there a little earlier. The dogs will already be in their crates. You'll take them through on their little wheelie, and you'll give their paperwork to immigration. But basically, you're just getting them from one place to the next. It doesn't cost you anything. It's really not that much of a time or commitment or effort. It really is just like getting them on the plane and being the human that speaks for them when they land.
So you're basically chaperoning them from one place to the next safe place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful way people could help without even like they're not even changing their lives, really. They're just, hey, you want to be there? You may as well do this additional thing to help.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because I know people in my circle will say like, yeah, of course, but they don't. I've had one or two friends who do, and they're like, they're like, oh my God, it was easy. It wasn't strenuous. It wasn't stressful. I feel so good about it. I'm so happy I did it. So I always encourage people, just try it out. You won't regret it.
Yeah. I'm probably going to connect with you offline just to, how do I do this? Like, I just want to figure out how can I do this with the existing trips that I already have?
Yeah, I would happily try to help you through it. I'm not an expert, but I can help lead you to the experts, or I can help like facilitate. So
yeah, and I appreciate that. It's like you have a little bit of knowledge. You can give me the knowledge that you have so that I can take the next step.
Yeah.
So I understand you coordinate your own rescue missions. Tell me about those.
So I've had a few just through word of mouth where, people will say, hey, a friend of a friend has witnessed this dog being neglected or abused, or, hey, I got this dog and I need to rehome it. And so I'll just be the person that makes the phone calls and goes and either picks the dog up or facilitates like, vet visits or takes the dog to and from where it needs to go. Recently there was a really beautiful pit bull named Kobe, who a friend of a friend had reached out. He was, being neglected, wasn't super loved. They wanted to get rid of him. He was going to end up in the wrong hands. Never get a dog off Kijiji and never give away your dog for free. And so I got involved, and it so happened that my friend Nisa, who runs Peanut Butter Rescue, really helped me out. Together, we found a foster, we got him out of the house, and he's super, super happy in his forever home now. So
that's wonderful. Thank you for doing that. And I like that you call it missions, because it is. It just feels like, an important mission that you are doing for each one of these animals.
Yeah, I don't know. I know for me, I've only had, a couple handfuls of how I did it on my own. But for people who have calls all day long for surrenders or cases, it's exhausting emotionally and like physically. You're sort of all over the place. That I don't know how they do it, but they're special human beings.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So tell us about your pack. Is it Henry, Honey, and Gracie Bell? Is that right?
Yeah. So I have, I'll move the camera and I'll show you. So this is, how do I turn it around?
I don't know. It's audio only, so the audience won't be able to hear, but I want to see them. But
okay, well, I'll show you her. So this is Gracie Bell, the golden.
Yes.
Gracie is a paralyzed golden retriever from Cairo. Then we have little Henry over there, who is a multi-poo, 12 years old. I was fostering him with Dogs Without Borders, and he was so bad that I was like, no one is going to adopt this dog.
He's so bad, I had to keep him.
Yeah. And then Jamie, I was in Santa Monica last winter, and it's so funny because at the time I was discussing like, I'm definitely like put on this planet to like save dogs. And then I was like, is that a dog in the middle of the street right there? This little Chihuahua, like trying not to get hit by a car. So I went and ran and got him, contacted Sasha from Love Leo Rescue. She did a courtesy post. Is anyone looking for this dog? Nobody was. He clearly had been let go, neglected, or a backyard breeder dog. And now he's mine. And then Honey was my foster. She was from a Manitoba reserve here in Canada. And a really awesome organization called Animal Guardian Society brought her to Toronto, fostering her. And my dad fell in love with her and adopted her. So,
So still in the family.
yeah, she's still in the family. And when he's working, he's here and gives Henry another dog to bully. So he loves that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So in researching you before our interview, I found this quote on your Instagram page. It's, you have to act, I'm sorry, you have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you have to do it all the time. What prompted you to post that?
I just think that without sounding super negative or, doomsday, I think the world can feel really sad and really negative and hopeless a lot of the time. And so I think that if we can attempt to do things daily that make us feel as though change is possible and positivity and love and connection is possible, then perhaps it will become possible. I think it's really necessary that we, not necessary, it has to happen that we try our best to meet each other with love and connection and do better because the world needs love and change. It really does.
Let's see, when I approached Allison about inviting you to do the show, you were really humble in your response, saying that you weren't sure that you were the best candidate because you only volunteer. And so I want to address that. Only volunteering is significant. Like, let's say that were true, that you only volunteer, that's significant. Volunteers are essential to improving the world. And we need people generous enough to gift their time toward important causes, which you are doing. But you also adopted at least three dog rescue dogs into your family, like four if you count the one your dad did, which means you're dedicating yourself to their long-term care. You regularly use your platform to promote animal rights and animal rescue. You inspire others through your example and the things that you're saying through your platform. That to me sounds like an amazing person who's being active in their activism.
Ah, thank you. You're gonna make me like teary-eyed for some reason. I think in our world, as an actress, I'm sure you have days where, or I'll speak for myself, I have days where I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What is the point? And so when someone can mirror back, like, hey, you're doing something, maybe it
Yes.
doesn't make you money, or maybe it's not success as I see it, but thank you for that because yeah, I do think volunteering and sharing our time and being of service is really what fills our spirits. So
And you set the example by showing others the joy that these animals bring into your life as well.
yeah, they bring so much joy and like for Gracie who came from the streets and was half dead, dragging her body around. Her resilience and her love and her trust and her playfulness is really like such a lesson and such a gift for me to witness. And I won't lie, I always tell people, if you adopt a dog or foster, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a big time commitment. It's going to be a financial commitment. Some days you're going to think like, man, why did I do this? But the reward far outweighs the hard times.
Some people would say that about parenting
Do you have kids?
too.
Do you have children?
No, I'm just saying
Okay.
that the
Yeah.
things that you said make
Oh, absolutely.
it sounds like what
Absolutely.
parents say.
Yeah, I don't have kids yet, but I know when my friends sit around and like talk about, their kids, I'm like, oh, like I'm like feels like my dogs. Yeah.
So how can people connect with you and support the work that you do?
They can connect on Instagram. And I always am sharing links to different organizations that are looking for donations, whether it be, funds or leashes or toys. And in September, I was just discussing with my friend Nisa, who owns Peanut Butter Rescue, We're going to go down and do a spay and neuter clinic in Mexico. So I'll be probably at some point do a GoFundMe for that to be able to bring all the supplies and the funds and the resources that we need to properly execute it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So when you do that, let us know so that we can post the show again and add that link.
I will. Yeah. And if anyone is ever interested in fostering or transporting or anything, or ever has a dog in need, reach out to me. And also don't turn a blind eye to the animals that you see suffering in your neighborhood and your streets and your community. Something seems off, it probably is off. And no one's going to speak up for that animal unless you do. So people always say, don't get involved, don't get involved, get involved. Be safe about it, but get involved.
And I appreciate that. I thank you for getting involved. I thank you for sharing your advocacy. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to help inspire listeners to be active in their activism?
No, I think that I want to think there's this idea that, charity or giving has to be under the radar, otherwise, it's a bit self-indulgent or something. But I want to know what you're doing to make the world better. Like, talk about it. Let me know. Like, and because I feel inspired by knowing that people are spending their time and their energy giving and doing. And yeah, you know what? It also makes us feel good because as humans, we want to be of service. So I would just say, be loud about it. Let us know that you're doing good things.
Thank you for that. And thank you everyone for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, comment, and subscribe. This has been Active Activism, part of the Femme On Collective.